sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, when the MSP comes alive. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIG, sizzling 99.9. And we have Brian on the line, a.k.a. Speedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the action out there?
Well, I've been up to the trailer here for a few days now, and I'm going to head back today because, you know, we got that big show coming up tomorrow that we have to go to.
Yeah.
The bug-in number 40, put on by the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club down at Luther Westside Volkswagen.
Yep.
But on the way back, because I got to head home, I'm stopping. I take Highway 47 when I go up to the trailer and come back and forth. I go down Highway 47. There's a little town called Bradford between Cambridge and Isanti on Highway 47.
Yeah.
If you blink, you miss it. Literally, it's 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. It drops to 40 for about three blocks, and then it goes back up to 60.
What?
And in that three blocks, there's a gas station, three used car dealerships, and Bradford Pub and Grub. So it's a neat little town. So I just got to slow down through there. Well, they got their third annual car show.
What?
This Saturday. Yeah, today. So I'm going to head down there on my way home. I'm going to stop down to the Bradford Community third annual car show. Takes place right on Highway 47. It's at Sands Auto, their south lot.
Okay.
30242 Highway 47, Northwest. Their mailing address is Isanti, but the town is actually called Bradford.
Bradford.
Yeah, it starts at 11 o'clock. Cars can start showing up at 9:30. The show starts at 11. Raffle going on, live music from 12 to 2. There's a silent auction. There's raffles going on. I stopped by there last year, the same weekend as I was heading home for last year's Volkswagen Bug-In. And again, it's an area that we're not that familiar with, so I'm seeing cars that we normally don't see.
I'm curious what kind of car you're going to see up there, Ben.
Well, I'll post them on the Speedy and Spit Facebook page, so be sure you check that out, because I'll post some photos from there. So again, that's today, starting at 11 o'clock, up in Bradford. It's just a nice little drive. I mean, it's maybe 35 miles. Well, it's like 20 miles from north of St. Francis.
Wow. Very
cool.
So
if you're on the northern end of town, it's 50 miles away.
Take a nice drive up there, right?
It is. And, look at the weather. It's going to be nice. So
yeah.
I'd swing up for that. It's at Sands Auto South Lot, 30242 Highway 47 Northwest. In Bradford. Again, that starts at 11, goes till 2 o'clock, somewhere around there. Just a nice, quick 3 hours. Go up there, take a look at the cars, and then stop by the Bradford Pub and Grill for some lunch.
Why not?
Or early dinner, I guess.
There you go.
And then, of course, like I was saying, Saturday we got our biggie. I mean, Sunday, tomorrow coming up is the 40th annual Volkswagen Bug-In, put on by the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club. It's always a fun show. Free. Everything's free. It's free for the spectators. It's free to bring your car in. I mean, every kind of Volkswagen there is. There are bugs. There are vans. There are, you know, the station wagons, the pickup truck. You name it. The campers. They kind of put them in sections. This is where all the things go. Here's where the Karmann Ghias are. Here's where the water-cooled cars are. I mean, they'll even let the newer water-cooled cars in. In fact, that's what they're highlighting this year, being that it's their 40th year. They want to see how many 40-year-old water-cooled VWs they can get, like Rabbits and Cabriolets and Jettas and things like that to show up.
And you
food, I know you're always interested in food, and I heard you talking with Rich Meyer, the president of the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club, about the German food that shows up there.
Deutschland, I think, is what it's called. You know, we had him on.
Deutschland meat.
There you go. And this guy brings out a spread. I mean, you're talking about some authentic stuff. So, yeah, I'm the guy that's kind of looking behind the grill going, what is he putting on there?
You know, things like knockwurst and things.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty about it, you know, I used to spend a lot of time out in Germany when I was in the service. So, it comes back. You see the sauerkraut, you know, you see all these meats coming out, the cheeses, right? It's like, oh my God, yeah, you're right. I'm ready for all of the action tomorrow on Sunday, which is June 7th, over at the Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highways 100. Yeah, you'll see all the action. It's a fun show. But you know what the beauty about this is? Check this out. So they are giving away a 1600 engine, all right? I don't know what the details are, but an engine. They're giving away transmission and a set of wheels. And this is what I love. And, you know, and Rich comes up with all these great ideas, all right? 1980s fashion show. Now, that should be interesting, don't you think?
There you go. Big hair. Shoulder pads for the women. Well, the guys even had shoulder pads, I guess.
I'm thinking of
bring out your dress in your best Miami Vice.
Why not, man? I'm bringing my afro.
There you go. And they got a free swap meet too. There's vendors there. There's swap meet. Pick up some neat parts maybe that you're looking for Volkswagen. A lot of collectibles, a lot of toy Volkswagens, things like that. But I mean, it is definitely family friendly fun.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, all the action starts, you know, when they start rolling in, and it's a very early load-in. And I'm looking at this, you know, some of the priceless cars that are coming through, and the way that, you know, that they've either restored it or the builds and so forth. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this is one of the largest. I mean, this is the 40th annual. Can you believe that, man? I mean... The beauty about having something like this, it has history, it has foundation, and people have grown up during the years, you know, seeing, you know, the older Volkswagens up into the new ones, and having the air-cooled models there, you know, representing Volkswagen line. I mean, the good thing about it is that everybody may be able to see, you know, the transition that Volkswagen made from way back when until now. Doesn't that make sense?
And it's that the kids, I still can't believe how the little kids still love Beetle.
Last year, now I remember this because you and I were there and we were just having fun with this event, and they had a model show, didn't they? There was like there was something that was really cool, like in the corner, and there were models in there. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is really cool. I mean, just see that, you know, once again, the transition, and it fits the theme of the Volkswagen Buggin' 40. So when you have a chance, stop by and check it out. All the action starts right. It says 7 o'clock. That's I you know, and I don't doubt it either because they're probably getting there at 7 o'clock. But
I mean, they get cars from all over. They come to this thing. It's not even just Minnesota. There's Canada cars, Wisconsin, there's Iowa cars, Dakota cars. They come from all over for this one because it's a really, really neat event.
That's right.
I remember last year when you were talking about last year, when we're standing there and then all of a sudden, remember that bobcat comes rolling in? And we're like, okay, what's this bobcat doing coming into the middle of this car show? And it parked and Rich Meyer goes over there to talk to the guy like, get this bobcat out of here. But it was Volkswagen Power.
You had to bring that up. I was fascinated with that car. I'm looking at the hydraulics on this thing. I'm going, wait a minute. This is the coolest thing in the world, man.
Right. Volkswagen-powered Bobcat.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, come on out. It's just, and the people, and, you know, I'm right at home there wearing a Hawaiian shirt, that's for sure.
it'll be a beautiful day tomorrow. Yeah. Moving on. What else you got?
Today, Speedy's Jukebox. You know, I was sitting there thinking, hey, it's Saturday. Wonder how many songs there are that have Saturday in the title. So, of course, that's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down. There are over 75 songs that have the word Saturday in the title. Now, if you add to that all the songs that talk about Saturday in the lyrics, there's almost 500 songs.
Yeah.
So I just picked three of them. All right, let's take this one, this one, and this one. So we're going to start with Saturday in the Park by Chicago. Another Saturday Night by Sam Cooke. We're going to go back to the 60s for that one. And then we're going to wrap up with S-A-Q-U-R-D-A-Y Night by the Bay City Rollers.
There you go. Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, thanks for being on today. We'll talk soon, all right?
Yep. See you tomorrow.
Awesome. Nicely done. Brian Warhol, a.k.a. That's right, the Speedster. And his choices for Speedy's Jukebox this week, Chicago, Saturday in the Park, Sam Cooke, Another Saturday Night, and I Ain't Got Nobody. You know, one of my favorite songs, trust me. And I think the beauty about it is that, you know, we have so many things that are happening right here on KSIZ Season 99.9 that we will end it with the Bay City Rollers Saturday Night. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's go to the music.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I died in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time. Another Saturday night and I ain't nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Sounding mighty good. Another sad. Saturday night.
say. You'll catch them surfing LL.
Inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Trail.
Inside, outside, USA.
Australia, Caribbean.
Inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside, USA.
And down Bohini Way.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing.
Surfing USA.
Soon. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing,
surfing USA.
Hangar Keys and Swan.
Inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade.
Inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun.
USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Big splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, a rubber dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And in a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. It was a splishing and a splash. Feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Hey, yeah. Bing, bang, I saw the whole gang. With a Peggy Sue, good to golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splash.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
Yeah, good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ, Sizzling 99.9. And we have Rich Meyer on the line. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Well, I think the good thing about this, you have this, you know, event that's coming up. And the beauty about it is that it has a long-standing running event right here in Minneapolis. It's been situated for such a long time at the Luther Westside Volkswagen. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your event?
Well, like you just mentioned, it's been on for 40 years now.
Wow.
This will be our 40th year. And obviously, Luther Westside Volkswagen has been a great sponsor. We can actually put the show on for free now. We've got free spectators, free show cars. Pretty much everything's free except for the food and any product you want to buy, like T-shirts. Or we do have a swap meet there also, in case you're looking for parts for your vintage Beetle or Volkswagen.
It's one of the more exciting shows that I enjoy. I mean, just to watch the, you know, the joy and the enthusiasm of all of the participants, the spectators. You know, I see, you know, a few animals there, you know, but they're, you know, they're to support, you know, some of the their owners. And the beauty about it is that it feels like a family event, doesn't it?
Well, it is a family event. Yeah, we do have people bringing their kids and strollers. And custom strollers that look like Volkswagen Beetles or whatever. We even have one that puts his dog in a Volkswagen bus that's remote control and drives around the whole area with that. But you were mentioning dogs, and actually this year we're giving away, I shouldn't say giveaway, but we have a chance to win a rebuilt transmission courtesy of Dune Buggy Supply, a set of wheels for a Volkswagen, courtesy of Minnesota German Auto Works out in Montrose, and a rebuilt air-cooled motor from Duncan McCampbell, one of our club members. And all the tickets are available to purchase for $1 apiece, and all proceeds are going to go to a prairie rescue land for dogs. So that's a charity we picked this year. And everybody that brings in a show car, now you're free. You'll get a goodie bag, and in that bag will be one ticket to win one of these items. So it's really it's going to be a full pack day, that's for sure.
You know,
vintage Volkswagens are going to be welcome to this thing.
The beauty about this show, all right, I mean, they don't let you go hungry. I mean, there'll be a food truck as well that's going to be there, food and beverages, door prizes.
It's not really a truck. This year and for the last 20 years, we've had Deutschland Meats out of Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Marty comes in with his family and serves up a genuine German food, and it's a trailer, and it's a unique trailer with chrome stacks on the cookers. It's just amazing. He does a great job, sells the food at a reasonable price, and that he'll be there all day long selling stuff.
Wow. I mean, you have dealer booths. I mean, what else do you have? Trophies. And, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the door prizes that they could win.
Well, the door prizes, as far as I just sort of mentioned, the, you know, we have the engine, the transmission, the wheels. It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of prizes going out. And if everybody can buy a ticket if you want to for $1 a piece for those. And then, you know, we have the car show, which we bring in around 200 to 250 vintage Volkswagens every year. Used car corral, in case you're looking for a vintage Volkswagen, we have a used car corral where you can bring and buy and sell your own car right there. Dealer booths, a lot of these shops I just mentioned will have a booth set up. And they do have new parts, new vintage parts for your old vintage Volkswagen. And prizes, or trophies, I should say. Yeah, we have trophies. I think there's 75 we're making up this year. So there'll be a lot of trophies for everybody, and door prizes, and all kinds of stuff going on.
For all of our listeners, that's right. Put this on your calendar. June 7th from starts at 8 o'clock.
And the nice
40.
Thing is, June 7th this year is a different date than all the rest of the car shows. This weekend, you've got a lot of car shows coming up that normally would enter on the same day as our show, but now they're this weekend and we're next weekend.
I think the good
hopefully
thing,
hopefully we can catch some people that normally don't go to our show.
There you go. All right, Luther Westside Volkswagen, 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. You know, simply drop in for Bug In 40 on June 7th, 8 a.m. o'clock. You know, that's when all the action starts. What else would you like to add for this?
I guess just remember, it's a free show, free for spectators, free for show cars. It's just a good, inexpensive day to have some fun. And the dealership will be open as far as the showroom. We put cars in the showroom. This year we're featuring the cars that were brand new in 1987 when we first started the show.
Wow. That's incredible.
86 and 87 cars will be in the showroom again.
That is cool. You know, and here's the bonus for everybody, especially all of our listeners out there. Speedy and Spitz will be in attendance there. That's right. So if you want to meet and greet and stop by and say hello to us, come by about 7:45, and, you know, we'll have some, we'll chat with you. How's that one? Yeah. Anything else, Rich, would you would like to add to this?
Yes, not at this time. I just want to thank our sponsor, Luther Westside Volkswagen, and the Twin City Volkswagen Club for hosting us.
That is so cool. Thanks for being on today, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget. Put this on your calendar. That's right. June 7th, Bug In 40 at Luther Westside Volkswagen, 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. And when you have a chance, stop by and say hello to, that's right, Speedy and Schmidt. Boom.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurldson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Giggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
That's right. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. And we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning to one and all.
You know, we were just talking off air about car shows. Now, I know that you've been out there in the field taking a peek at, participating in some of the, you know, the shows that you are around your area. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what were the, some of the shows that you have been to within the last couple of weeks?
Well, it was so busy down there at Buck Hill. I didn't get there. Had some things I had to do at home, but I was up at that, is it Emmanuel? It's a church.
Yeah.
Up there and just north in Bloomington. That was a good show. There was a lot of cars there, but it was kind of embarrassing. I pulled into the lot and I got a 400 plus horsepower engine that's got a nice cam and that really sounds great. But when you pull into the parking lot, everybody's looking at your car, taking pictures, and it dies.
Oh no!
You wanna crawl under the dash?
Oh man, yeah. You know, I mean, is it the same issue? I mean, we met. I think it was last year sometime over at a show that Speedy and I were doing, and you had the Yellow Nova. I mean, is it the same problem? I mean, I remember that you had this issue back when, you know, last year. Is it the same thing?
Well, no, that was the MSD ignition. I'm tired of those now. I haven't had any good luck with them. One of them failed, so I got a new one, and then they told me, well, these new ones, you don't need a ballast resistor. Well, that was a lie, because the car kept quitting, and I couldn't figure out what's the matter. I looked around, and then finally, I touched the coil, and I couldn't touch the coil. The coil was overheating.
Oh.
And so, and then, because I was wondering, because I'd pull off the side of the road when it quit, and I'd wait there, you know, I'd look around and wiggle wires and check, see if I was getting gas, and then it'd start up, and I'd go for, a couple more miles. So I put a ballast resistor on there, and it seemed to, it doesn't heat the coil up anymore, but this problem was, I got to thinking, when I pulled in there, I had a few things on the dash. The amp gauge was kind of flopping around. So I think, it was going from 12 volts to 14 volts. So I said, maybe I think I got an electrical problem. So I started wiggling the wires around and on the alternator. And the one that goes to the battery that has a little boot over it, I went to take that boot off. Well, the wire came off too.
Oh.
So I put that wire back on, and it ran great. But yeah, you always got a problem here and there. That's the problems you have when you work on your own vehicle. Sometimes you always don't know what you're doing.
Without a doubt.
But we got to run them.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Oh, the show was great. There was a lot of cars there, a lot of nice people, just some great, great cars. I never expect a trophy because mine's just a fun car. It's not a trophy winner. But I was unable to stick around for the trophies, but they said they had a lot of nice trophies there, a lot of trophies. And I wish I would have been able to stay around. And maybe they got online where I can see who won, which cars won. But yeah, they had a lot of. The funny part was, they helped me push the. When I stalled, they helped me push it back into a stall.
Oh, no.
And get to running, and then everybody came up and said, hey, that, what was wrong? Hey, great, that's it. Pat me on the back. Yeah, you got it going now.
You know,
it was funny because the week before that, they usually have a get-together Tuesdays, and I went there, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I drove up there, and there was nobody there. They must have canceled it, or they didn't have it that Tuesday, so I came all the way back home, and that was just the week, the Tuesday before, and I never had a problem with the car. You know, it ran just fine. That's why I was scratching my head, wondering. And then, that, like car problems, my son has a 70 Olds Cutlass. I'm looking for someone. The engine's got a misfire. Trying to find somebody, and everybody's busy. I found a guy up by Hamill that works on Bill's Oldsmobile race engines, but he does not. He only builds them on the stands. He doesn't have a bay for cars. So he's unable to work on it. But it's got a little, it runs rough, and out of the driver's side exhaust, the left, the bank, they got a little smoke coming out. So my son and I were figuring it probably a broke valve, a stuck valve, a broken spring or something like that. But he builds and he can work on the engine, but he's got his own company. He's got his own business, so he does not have time, and I don't have time. I told you, while we were off air, I told you I have a problem finding a little time for myself. I don't have time to fix it, but you know, I should run into tackle that car. I should just call him and say, take some time, get over here. We'll do a pressure test on the cylinders and find out what's going on, because he wants to get that. It's a beautiful car. He bought that when he was 15 before he could even drive.
Wow.
He's done a lot to that car. It's got 600 horsepower, a little over 600 on pump gas, and it's got ghost flames on that thing. I mean, it's a fantastic. drive it to get, because the worst thing you can do to a car is sit it, have it sit and not drive it. And that's what's happened to this car. He went to California. He had a business there for about 5 or 6 years and came back here and bought one. And the car sat. You know, because he told me I should have drove it, but I was, you know, it's not my car. I don't drive other people's car. You know how that is. I don't drive their motorcycles. I don't drive their cars. But he said, damn it, Dad, you should have drove it. I said, okay, we'll get it running, and I'll drive it. I'll be glad. I'm glad to take it to shows. It's an awesome car. I'll send you some pictures of it.
Yeah, please do. You know, I'd love to take a closer look at some of the stuff that you got, you know, that you're doing on the side, you know, with your son and relatives and other friends. Yeah. And, you know, it's good to network. And, you know, sometimes you're looking at for parts or, you know, perhaps you're looking for recommendations. So, yeah, you know, please send some stuff over to me. You know, let's fast forward if we could, because we've got another about 12 minutes here. You know, let's go back in the day when you were growing up out in Omaha, okay? You know, what was the fashion out there in regards to clothes? I'm quite intrigued about, you know, way, you know, the retro times from the 40s and 50s, right? I mean, what was you know, fashion like back in those days?
Well, the fashion was, if you were really cool, you had a pair of Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
With the rivets.
Yeah.
But it's funny, I went to North High School and we were the North High Vikings, if you get that. But they banned the jeans there because it was, they said the rivets were scratching the specs of the seats,
what?
The wooden seats. Yeah, but they finally fought that and they said, no, you can wear the jeans now. But I wasn't cool for a while. I had Big Mac jeans. My mother always put me in those Big Mac jeans. Looked like a farmer. They were real baggy. and my dad took me shopping once, and he got me a little pair of Levi's, and he got me this real cool white spring jacket. It was kind of fuzzy, like, with elastic black cuffs and a collar, and it was really cool. All the kids at school thought it was cool, and he got me... My mom was really mad. I'm never going to send you. She's taking him shopping. He bought me a pair of blue suede shoes.
What?
That was awesome. Yeah, I had a pair of blue suede shoes. Of course, all the guys wore t-shirts, and that's so they could roll their cigarette packages up in their sleeves. That had to be cool. And no belts. We didn't wear belts. We wore them, not as far as they do today. But we wore our pants down, you know, on our hips, below our waist.
Yeah, but you know, back in the day, I mean, you could roll your cuffs up, you know, if it were too long, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the really cool guys that were riding motorcycles had the motorcycle jacket, right? Now, not only this is the Marlon Brando, right, back in the day, right? Now you got this pomade in your hair. I mean, you get all this grease, right? I'm going, what the heck was that all about? And a cigarette on your lip. I mean, that was the real... cool guys, right?
I didn't have a grease down here. I had a flat top.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me have long hair.
Really?
Neither would my dad. Yeah, they wouldn't let me have long hair, and I guess that's why I have long hair now, because making up for those crew cuts and those butch cuts.
And, you know, the other thing that I remember, too, were boots. You had these boots. I mean,
Engineer boots.
I'm sorry?
Engineer boots.
And I'm looking at, you know, the fashion from back in the day. I mean, it was just, I don't want to say hilarious, but, you know, we can laugh about it now because, you know, back in those days, it was just like, okay, it's the breaking in of hot rods. You get the motorcycle thing going on. You had so many thugs out there. I mean, they weren't thugs. They were just crazy.
And there was a fad, kind of. Everybody thought it was a fad, but it was really functional. The boys, the men, would wear their belt buckles on the side, either the left or the right side, not in front.
Yeah.
And the purpose was so we wouldn't scratch our cars when we worked on them. That was what that purpose was.
Oh, okay. okay, I get it. And then you got the girls over there, you know, with the plaid. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, it's like the big bouffant, the big hair, and I'm going, those were the days. Those were the fun days, weren't they?
Oh, heck yeah. And the women, the girls, they always wore those big, bulky sweaters.
Yeah.
And they wore the poodle skirts down to their ankles and bobby socks, and the only flesh you saw was their face, their hands, and maybe an inch of their ankle. They were completely covered. And we had our first high school class reunion. I graduated in 60. We had a 5-year anniversary reunion, and that was when the miniskirt was in. And by gosh, did we see some girls? Guys were talking, we didn't know she looked like that. Our eyes were bugged out of our head.
Oh my God, poodle skirts. I mean, oh my, you know, and you just, you know, reminisce on stuff like this. It's quite intriguing because many of our listeners are in that age bracket and they still remember that. I'll walk a show and they'll pull me over and say, man, that was the greatest segment. You know, I mean, I remember, listen to this. Then you start, you know, you have a chain of events with these, you know, people that are out there or car enthusiasts that you see at the shows. You know, they start reflecting on the stuff that they did. All right, so let's talk a little bit about high school. You were just talking about it, and you know, when you were going to high school and you went to, you know, many of the music events back then, okay, did you actually walk in with a girl, or when you got there you had the guys on one side and the girls on the other side?
Those were our sock hops, they call them. I don't know if anybody else had sock hops, but that we called them. We'd have the dance in the gymnasium, and we'd have to take our shoes off to protect the floor.
Yeah.
So we called them sock hops. And yes, the boys were on one side, and the girls were on the other side.
And chaperones all over the place. And these guys, back in the day, those guys were actually dressed up to be chaperones. I'm going, what's with the coat and the, you know, the tie? And I'm going, no, wait a minute. This is, you know, I mean, I think it has to be a little bit more stringent back then. Because, you know, that was when people were, you know, getting a little, you know, it was an innocent time, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you had those non-innocent people that were out there as well, causing a lot of havoc, right? And I think this is why the chaperone thing came in, you know. And the worst thing you could see was a kiss. I mean, wait a minute. Wait, now it's a little worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Take them to the door and give them a kiss on the peck on the cheek and see you next time.
Oh,
I dated a girl living in a Catholic, she went to a Catholic high school, and there was a dorm there. And the nun asked me when I went in there, you know, where I was taking her, how long I'd be gone, what car I was driving, what's the license plate number.
Yeah.
Have I ever dated anybody else before? And, you know, she was a great gal. It was fun. But I tell you, I wasn't always an angel in school. My dad wanted to know, we have these yearbooks and everybody signs, you know, writes something to you and signs.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling me the bomb boy.
Why?
My dad said, what? What is this? Well, my dad knew. Back there we had the chemistry sets. And we made our own gunpowder. We made our own fireworks.
Oh, boy.
But I told my dad, well, you know, the bomb means that you're cool. Oh, okay. But one of the reasons I was the bomb boy, I used to have, you know, these M80s or like a quarter.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? I used to blow those things up.
Man, they would.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. And I'd have those. I'd take them, and of course, Wolf, I'd sit in the back of the class, and I would light one of those things and throw it out the window. You know, no air conditioning. I had those big windows that opened up and down at the top and the bottom. I'd throw those out, and they'd, boom, I was up on the second floor.
You know, then
the teacher would run, and she'd look out the window, and she'd call, they had the monitors, you know, the hall monitors. They didn't have communication type stuff back then, and radios or anything, phones. So she'd send somebody down, get the custodian. These kids are outside throwing fireworks. So I would do that every once in a while, and the custodian was always out there looking, you know, around for somebody that threw fireworks. And one day, I'm back there, I lit it, I threw it, it hit the window and fell down into the classroom. I put my head down on the desk and covered my ears and thought, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh,
that thing
yeah.
went off, and everybody screamed, and the teacher, I think she had an eraser that she was erasing the chalkboard, and she threw that thing and screamed, and I'm sweating. I'm telling you, I'm sweating. She says, go down and tell the janitor that one of those kids threw a firecracker on the window. And I went, oh, my goodness. So that was my story about it. I haven't always been a nice little boy.
You know, let's go back a little bit, because I think you touched on it a little bit, you know. And, you know, I remember, you know, my dad would talk about this, you know, and where he would go and pick up his date, all right? And you get the once,
oh, yeah.
you get your the once over from the family, okay? So the dad is at the door. You got the mom there. You got the kids over there. You got, you know, and,
oh,
it's,
yeah.
and it's like giving you the once over, all right? Asking you the questions, like you just said. You know, what time, what kind of car you got, what time you're going to be
yeah.
back, yada, 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 where you're going, you have any money, you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
my God. Do you work? You know, one of those things, right? Who's your family? I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, this was way back in the, you know, we got about another 2 minutes here. I just want to touch a couple things on a couple of things here. What shows are you thinking about going out, say, within the next week or so?
This I haven't looked at all of them, but for sure I'm going to go to Buck Hill. But I want to get there early to get it. They say it's really, really busy, that you can hardly find a spot if you get there too late.
Okay.
And so that's Wednesday. But I haven't looked. I don't know if there's anything going on tonight. I haven't looked yet. Or Saturday. But I'm going to find out if there's something Friday or Saturday. Like I said, I can't get. Right now, I'm unable to get anything that's too far away from the home.
Sure.
From my location. But, yeah, they're definitely Buck Hill. And maybe I was thinking about, I know, maybe is it tonight they have that up there in Egan at the Chili's or someplace, some restaurant?
You know,
I think there's one.
For all of our listeners out there, we know that you're watching our, you know, not only listening to this show, but you're also watching for all of the events that are coming up, you know, within the metro area and as well as Minnesota. When you need further details, go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Speedy.
That's what I was doing.
Speedy and Spit basically owns that, and we control many of the events. We have 15,900 members right now. So when you have a chance, you know, stop by and check it out. But Wolf, you are going to be at Buck Hill Wednesday, and then don't forget.
That's right.
We have an event that's coming up that Speedy and Spit is always involved with. It's the Summer Spectacular, and that will be coming up on August 22nd. You know, go to Twin
Cities.
Yeah,
I'm going to that.
Good. So go to the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group, take a peek at it. And, Wolf, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got another 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know, parting words for our listeners.
Parting words. I would say... life is short. Make the best of it. God bless you all.
I love it. Thanks so much, Wolf. Have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Nicely done. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you're listening to Paulie on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9 with the Street Beat Show, brought to you by Speedy and Spit. You know, it's time to go back to some music, and we will see you mañana. That's right. See you soon.